Managing fatigue after a stem cell transplant. Approximate recording time, 1 hour. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. 1. What's in this information? We've put together this audio booklet to help you manage fatigue during and after a stem cell transplant. It's been created with guidance and advice from our remarkable patients and healthcare professionals to help you come to terms with your current situation and what can be done to help. Your friends and family might also like to listen to this to get an understanding of what fatigue is and how they can support you. At Anthony Nolan, we take great care to provide up-to-date and accurate facts about stem cell transplant. We hope the information here will help you to look after yourself. Each transplant centre will do things differently, so this information is just a general guide and isn't intended to replace advice from your doctor and transplant team. Please speak to your transplant team for more details about your own situation, as they will be able to give you personalised, specific advice. If you need to ask us any questions or you would like some more advice, please get in touch with the Anthony Nolan Patient Services Team at patientinfo@AnthonyNolan.org or 0303 303 0303. 2. Key Facts. 1. Fatigue is an expected side effect of a stem cell transplant. Up to 80% of patients will experience it in the first few months of recovery, and some for much longer. 2. Fatigue can be caused by a combination of factors, including pre-transplant conditioning therapy, graft versus host disease, GVHD, anemia, low red blood cells, and your medication. 3. Fatigue and your mental health are closely linked and can affect each other. 4. Managing fatigue is a balancing act. Try not to overdo it on a good day, but more importantly, try to do a little bit more on what might feel like a bad day too. 5. Keep a diary of your energy levels and activities. It will help you see when fatigue affects you most, so you can plan ahead. 6. Living a healthy lifestyle that includes a balanced diet, sleeping well, and regular exercise will reduce the impact of fatigue and help your recovery. 7. If you have any concerns, talk to your medical team. They will be able to give the best advice for your individual situation on how to manage fatigue. And 8. Make sure your family, friends and employer understand what fatigue is, so that they can support you. Fatigue is different to just being tired and needs to be managed appropriately. 3. What is fatigue? When we talk about fatigue, we don't just mean feeling tired after working hard. Fatigue is when you find it difficult to concentrate and have no energy, even after lots of rest and a good night's sleep. It can make you feel both physically and mentally drained, leaving you with very little motivation. It can be hard to concentrate, even on simple things. Signs of fatigue. There isn't a standard set of rules that your medical team will use to decide if you have fatigue or not. Everybody's recovery is different, and it will affect them in different ways. This is why it's important to keep your team well informed about how you're feeling. If you have any of the following symptoms, it could be a sign of fatigue. A. Feeling tired regularly, especially when you wake up. B. Feeling tired after small tasks or restful activities like watching TV. C. Needing to nap during the day. D. Trouble sleeping during the night. And E. Feeling low or depressed. When does it start and how long does it last? Fatigue can develop at any time after transplant, but most patients start to feel fatigued during pre-transplant conditioning therapy. You might also notice it when you go home and struggle to do your normal day-to-day activities. You might have felt like you had very little energy before your transplant took place. A combination of your blood cancer or blood disorder and how it was treated could have left you already experiencing fatigue. Fatigue can be a short-term effect that improves after a few months, but some patients still experience it more than a year after their transplant. Your experience of fatigue could be down to A. your pre-transplant conditioning therapy, B. your cancer or blood disorder, C. side effects such as graft versus host disease, GVHD, anemia or hormone changes, D. medications you are taking, E. your age, general health and well-being, or F. feelings of anxiety, worry or depression. For some people, fatigue may never completely go away. This could mean that you need to make some permanent changes to your lifestyle so that it's easier to cope with.
I think, on balance, I will possibly always suffer with fatigue, but it's a very small, but not insignificant, price to pay to be back enjoying my life.
Carol, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. 4. What causes fatigue and what can I do about it? There are many potential causes of fatigue, some of which relate to your blood cancer or blood disorder and your transplant. But your general health and well-being can also make a difference. Fatigue tends to be a bigger concern for older patients and those who had a lower level of fitness before their transplant. Here we have outlined the main causes of transplant-related fatigue, alongside suggestions that should make it easier to manage. The more common causes are listed first, but you may not experience all of them during your recovery. If you have any concerns relating to fatigue, it's important to talk to your medical team, so they can identify what's affecting your energy levels and how they can help. They may refer you to other healthcare professionals, such as a dietitian or physiotherapist, for further advice and support too. Conditioning therapy. Before your stem cell transplant, you will have had a course of treatment known as conditioning therapy that consisted of chemotherapy and possible radiotherapy. It prepared your body for transplant by removing the cells of your immune system, including those causing your blood cancer or blood disorder. This created enough space in your bone marrow for your donor cells to engraft and start making new healthy cells. Conditioning therapy is one of the main causes of fatigue after a transplant. You might find fatigue gets worse while you're having treatment, then passes. It can improve after weeks or months, but for a small number, it can go on for a long time, even years.
My fatigue set in about day 5 of my week of conditioning with chemo. I began to feel like a different person. It wasn't so much tiredness. It felt like my energy had been taken from me.
Peter, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Why does it cause fatigue? Conditioning therapy causes your blood cell counts to drop, and they stay low while your new immune system develops. During this time, you will have less red blood cells that normally transport oxygen around your body, which is needed to release energy. Radiotherapy can also damage the cells in your gut, making it more difficult to absorb nutrients and release energy from your food. What can I do about it? Unfortunately, conditioning therapy is an essential pre-transplant step, so it's difficult to avoid the fatigue it causes. However, improving your general fitness prior to transplant has been shown to reduce the impact fatigue can have post-transplant. Eating and drinking. It can take a while to get back to your normal diet after your transplant. You might find you don't have much of an appetite, and it might come and go during the first months to a year. Certain foods might taste different to how they did before, and you might not like the foods you once did. Chemotherapy damages the cells in the mucosal lining of your mouth. The skin can break down, which can cause painful ulcers to form inside your mouth and throat. Ulcers may also form further down your digestive tract, which can cause discomfort and make it difficult to eat certain foods. This normally occurs about a week after treatment and should clear up in a week or two.
I found myself unable to eat much. Food had a metallic taste and I didn't enjoy an alcoholic drink. Once I came off my immune suppressant, a month or so later, things gradually returned to normal.
Dave, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Why does it cause fatigue? Food is the body's only fuel source, so if eating certain foods becomes difficult, it can leave you feeling tired and low on energy. The body needs plenty of fluid and various vitamins and minerals to release the energy stored in food effectively. What can I do about it? A. 3 meals a day can feel daunting, so try eating smaller portions more often. B. During your early recovery, focus on foods that you want to eat, rather than what you think is the healthiest option. It's more important to get the energy you need than anything else at this stage. C. Soft foods like soups, mashed potato and ice cream are easier to swallow if you have a sore mouth. Your hospital may also give you nutritional drinks to help. D. Ice lollies or ice pops can help relieve a sore mouth and adds to your fluid intake. E. Try to drink up to 2 litres of fluid each day. Ideally, this should be non-caffeinated, but you can have weak tea or coffee alongside water, juice or cordial. You might find it easier to sip water throughout the whole day. And F. Ask to speak to a dietitian at your hospital. They will be able to give you further advice. Sickness and diarrhea. It's common to feel sick and be sick and have diarrhea, runny poo, after your transplant because of your treatment, medication, a possible infection, or GVHD. Nausea normally only lasts a week or two for most people. Why does it cause fatigue? Prolonged sickness and diarrhea can make it difficult to get the energy you need from food and potentially lead to weight loss. The discomfort they cause can also affect your sleep and mental well-being. What can I do about it? A. Your medical team can give you antiemetic, stops you feeling sick, and or anti-diarrhea medication. B. Identify any food that makes your symptoms worse and try not to eat them. And C. Replace lost fluids by drinking water regularly. Isotonic drinks or sachets of oral rehydration salts replace lost salts and sugars, electrolytes, that your cells need to stay healthy. Anemia. Anemia is caused by a low number of functioning red blood cells. Almost all stem cell transplant patients will have anemia at some point in their treatment, and it's most likely to happen early on. This is because many blood cancers and blood disorders affect your body's ability to make blood cells properly. The conditioning therapy you had pre-transplant will also reduce the number of blood cells you make. Anemia can be caused by other factors too, such as vitamin deficiencies. Low levels of vitamin B12 or folate acid can both lead to anemia post-transplant. Why does it cause fatigue? Your red blood cells deliver oxygen from the lungs to all other cells in your body, where it's used to release energy. Red blood cells carry oxygen on a protein called hemoglobin, and if you don't have enough of it, it can leave you feeling tired or short of breath. What can I do about it? Anemia treatment will vary depending on what is causing it, so please check with your medical team before taking anything yourself. They will check your hemoglobin level regularly and monitor your other symptoms to decide the best treatment. It could be one or more of the following: A. Vitamin supplement tablets, B. Erythropoietin EPO injection, a hormone which stimulates your body to make more red blood cells, or C. A blood transfusion. GVHD. After your transplant, there are still small differences between your donor stem cells and your own cells. This means your new immune system may harm other cells in your body because it sees them as different. Some GVHD can be a good thing because it shows your immune system is active and can attack any remaining or returning disease. However, too much GVHD can cause side effects. GVHD could potentially happen anywhere in your body, but often affects the skin, digestive tract, and liver. Why does it cause fatigue? If you have GVHD in parts of your digestive tract, it can make eating and drinking difficult, but can also cause sickness and diarrhea. Coping with GVHD can be a painful and stressful process, and the discomfort can affect your sleep and mental well-being. What can I do about it? Your medical team will assess your GVHD and decide on the best medication for you. Generally, GVHD is treated using steroids and immune suppressants. However, other treatments, such as anti-sickness or diarrhea drugs, may also be given to treat the symptoms GVHD causes. You can find out more about GVHD in our Essential Guide to GVHD Information. Problems sleeping. Recovering from your stem cell transplant will be both physically and emotionally demanding. There may be times when you find sleep difficult through a combination of feeling unwell, stress, and anxiety. It's common to have problems sleeping while you're in hospital. It might be noisy or too light on the ward, or your medical team may need to wake you to check your blood pressure, pulse, and temperature in the night. It can also be difficult to get used to a new environment and routine when you return home after treatment. You should find that sleep problems get better over the first year, but some people still struggle to get a good night's sleep for longer.
I'd get up at 8 in the morning and by 10:30 I'd be snoozing on the sofa. You even ask yourself, am I milking this? Am I really this tired? Because I'd never had anything like this before.
Rachel, who has received 2 stem cell transplants to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Why does it cause fatigue? The quality of your sleep is as important as the amount of sleep you have. Having long naps during the day can disrupt your sleep-wake cycle and make it more difficult to fall asleep at night. If your medications make you drowsy and you fall asleep during the day, this will affect your quality of sleep overnight. What can I do about it? A type of counselling called Cognitive Behavioural Therapy, CBT, can be used to treat sleep problems in people with cancer. More information about counselling can be found in our Your Mental Health and Stem Cell Transplant booklet. And B, if you're really struggling with sleep, your medical team may offer you mild sleeping medication to help. Other factors. Hormone changes. Depending on your situation, your stem cell transplant could lower the levels of certain hormones in your body, which can cause fatigue. This includes thyroid hormones, vitamin D, estrogen, and testosterone. Your medical team will offer hormone replacement therapy, HRT, if you need it. Medication. It's likely that you will need to take lots of different medications during your recovery. Some of them could make you feel drowsy, especially if you have to take a few medications together. Pain and discomfort. Experiencing pain and discomfort can be very tiring. You don't have to cope with it by yourself. Speak to your medical team who can adjust any medications or find other ways to support you. If you have any concerns about anything we've mentioned here, you should speak to your medical team. They might be able to change either the dose or type of medications you are taking, or support you in other ways to make your symptoms more manageable. 5. How can I manage my fatigue? There may be times in your recovery when fatigue is unavoidable, but it's still possible to take control of your situation and make the best of the energy you have. There are 4 main ways you can help reduce the effects of fatigue. A. Manage your energy levels. B. Physical activity and exercise. C. Sleep well. And D. Delegate daily tasks. Manage your energy levels. Many patients find that their energy levels go through highs and lows during the day. It's very easy to overdo it when you get up in the morning and have more energy, only to need a nap in the afternoon. If you get into the habit of listening to your body and knowing how you're likely to react to certain activities, it will become easier to manage your fatigue. Top tip: ask your GP or medical team to refer you to an occupational therapist. They can help you plan your daily activities and maximise your energy levels and rest periods.
Everybody is different, and there's no right or wrong for how much energy you should or shouldn't have. Listen to your body. Do the things you want to do if you feel able to. If you feel like your body needs to rest, then sit and rest.
Mandy, BMT Nurse Coordinator. Plan ahead. Write a list of the things you want to do each day. Make sure you prioritise the things you either really enjoy doing or really need to do. It can be very frustrating to think that you've wasted your energy and had to miss out on something important to you. Even if you are having a bad day, try to do at least one thing. It can be difficult, but achieving something may make you feel more positive. Pace yourself. Pacing is a way of managing your activities throughout the day. This will help make the most of the energy you have and stop you doing too much. Try to avoid getting into a routine where your energy levels rise and fall throughout the day. Decide when it's best to stop and rest. Be flexible and understand your limits. Little and often. Break down your tasks into small and manageable goals and make sure you get some rest in between. This will help top up your energy levels regularly and reduce the risk of becoming exhausted. Keep a diary. Make a note of the activities you do and how you feel afterwards. This will help you to spot patterns and make changes to your routine. Set yourself goals. It can help to set achievable goals that can also be expanded over time. For example, walking to the end of your street, then into town, or for a length of time you set yourself. When you reach your targets, it will help you feel in control and that you're making progress in your recovery.
My dad suggested I write a diary. Not of how tired I was each day and when, but of my mini achievements that day. It might be really silly things, but as the weeks progressed, they became more substantial and I could see a way out.
Emma, who has received 2 stem cell transplants to treat myelodysplastic syndromes, MDS. The Anthony Nolan Trust My Transplant Tracker app allows you to set these goals and monitor your progress each week. It can be downloaded for free from the Apple and Google Play stores. Physical activity and exercise. Exercise may feel like the last thing you want to do, but it can help reduce fatigue and improve physical strength. You will find that your fitness, endurance, and muscle strength will have reduced during your treatment. Keeping active and slowly building up towards structured exercise will be an important part of your recovery. Getting plenty of exercise and fresh air will also release hormones called endorphins. They act as feel-good signs in your body that can lift your mood and reduce feelings of stress and anxiety. Where do I begin? Exercise can feel daunting for anyone, let alone someone who has gone through a stem cell transplant. Try to follow these steps. 1. If your medical team agrees, you should be able to try a few very simple exercises in your hospital bed. If your hospital has a physiotherapist, they can give you some suitable exercises and stretches. 2. As your recovery continues, your physio will work with you to increase your physical activity. Focus on maintaining functional movement to begin with, like walking and moving regularly, building up gradually. You will probably find it more manageable to break down activities into small chunks, with some rest in between. 3. Once you've left hospital, try to keep a routine of manageable movement. Then try to increase your activity. You could aim to walk to the end of the road and back 1 week, then aim to walk to a nearby shop the following week. And 4. Find an activity you enjoy, like swimming, yoga, or walking with friends. Exercise should be fun. If you have a favourite sport, it could be time to start playing again, or you could try something completely new. If you're really struggling with fatigue or having a particularly bad day, sometimes even light physical activity can be a real challenge. But it's important to still do something, and it could help you feel better. It might be as simple as aiming to break up long periods of sitting or lying down by getting out of bed, having a wash, and moving around indoors. Top tip! We have lots more information and support on exercise and stem cell transplant in our booklet, An Essential Guide to Diet and Physical Activity, and on our website.
After my transplant, I was very, very weak. I couldn't get up the stairs without being really out of breath. As part of my recovery, I was receiving some physiotherapy, and those daily exercises helped get some movement back in my routine.
Ashling, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. When it's not safe to exercise. In general, if you're recovering well, it's safe to do light or moderate exercise. There could be times, especially in your early recovery, when your blood counts are very low. Your physiotherapist or another member of your medical team will be able to give you specific advice about exercising if this is the case. Exercise should also be avoided if you start to feel unwell in any way. Possible signs of illness or an infection include having a temperature, feeling sick, being sick or having diarrhea, runny poo, a persistent headache, aches and pains, and dizziness or feeling faint. If you start to have any of these symptoms, you should discuss them with your medical team straight away. Sleep well. Getting a good night's sleep should give you more energy and help your recovery. This means sleeping for the right number of hours and making sure your sleep is of good quality. If you struggle with your sleep, you can record your sleep patterns using a wearable fitness tracking device or make a note of the hours you sleep. You and your medical team can look back on this, spot any patterns, and work out how to help. When should I sleep? Our bodies have a natural clock built in. Normally, it allows us to wake up in natural daylight, feeling refreshed, and makes us feel tired and fall asleep at the end of the day. This sleep-wake cycle is also called our circadian rhythm. When it becomes disrupted, it can affect our mood and general well-being. It can also make it more difficult to fall asleep at night. Night sleep is the most important for your overall well-being and your general recovery. So limiting your daytime naps is really important. Extra sleep during the day won't make you feel better because it doesn't affect what's causing your fatigue. If you need to sleep during the day, plan it for late morning or early afternoon and limit it to 45 minutes to avoid nighttime disruption.
As much as you will need to sleep a lot, once you're asleep, your mind is off things. Whilst you're awake, keep your mind occupied by DVDs, laptop, games or puzzles. It does help.
Jimmy, who had a stem cell transplant. Preparing to sleep. If you are struggling to get a good night's sleep, you might find the following suggestions helpful. A. Earplugs and blackout blinds or curtains will help remove background noise and light. B. Avoid alcohol, caffeine and nicotine for 4 hours before sleep. C. Don't use devices with an electronic screen in the hour before bed. D. Write down anything that's worrying you before going to sleep. E. Start a relaxing pre-sleep routine, such as reading a book. F. Stick to a regular sleeping pattern. Your body's natural sleep cycle will be more settled. G. Create a calm, dark and cool sleeping environment. And H. Only go to bed if you feel truly tired. If sleep doesn't come, try to do something relaxing like reading or listening to podcasts. Mindfulness meditation can also help improve sleep and reduce fatigue. It helps to focus your thoughts on the present so that your mind doesn't wander to more stressful thoughts. You can find out more on the Be Mindful, Calm and Headspace apps and websites. Delegate daily tasks. Even simple day-to-day tasks can be difficult for someone with fatigue, but having a strong support network around you will help relieve the burden. Relatives and close friends might be able to help around the house, especially with jobs like A. Making dinner so you know you're getting a good meal. B. Cleaning the house and emptying the bins that could be an infection risk. And C. Childcare from time to time so that you can get some rest. This will give you more time and energy to focus on getting better and enjoying the things you like. Other tasks, such as weekly shopping, can be done online and delivered to your door, so you don't have to worry about filling a trolley at the supermarket. If you can afford it, paying for a cleaner would also free up your time to focus on your recovery. If not, asking for help from social services could be an option.
Having my family around was a great support. My mum and dad put the effort into the boring stuff for me. They would cook and clean, so I had the energy to go for a little walk or see my friends. I wasn't wasting my energy on dull stuff, and I got more satisfaction from the day.
Emma, who has received 2 stem cell transplants to treat myelodysplastic syndromes, MDS. 6. Fatigue and your mental health. Your mental health is closely linked to fatigue after a transplant. Fatigue can affect how you are feeling, your ability to cope, and your mental processes like memory and concentration. It can be tricky to work out what came first, your fatigue or feeling low. It can be exhausting and mentally draining to be anxious and worried about your future all the time. Similarly, if you feel too tired to do the things you want, it can leave you feeling down and even depressed. Some patients try to focus on just the physical side of fatigue, but it's also important to consider the mental aspects too. You may find it much easier to relax and get a good night's sleep by addressing your feelings and processing them. This isn't always easy, but there are many techniques, healthcare professionals, and charities that can help you. Memory and concentration. During your recovery, there could be times when you find certain mental tasks more difficult than you once did. This could include difficulty remembering appointments, recalling the names of people or objects, and concentrating in general. These problems are known as cancer-related cognitive changes, CRCCs. They often go hand in hand with fatigue. Find out more about CRCCs and tips to manage symptoms in our information called how stem cell transplant can affect your memory and concentration. In the meantime, here are a few tips to consider. A. Make lists of the things you need to do or important things that would be annoying to forget. This could be in a diary, on your phone, or on post-it notes in easy-to-see places. B. Always keep important things, such as your phone and keys, in the same place, so they are easier to find. C. Find a quiet place with few distractions to help you concentrate on the task in hand. Turning off the TV or radio will also help you concentrate. D. Try doing harder tasks at the start of the day when you feel less tired. E. Getting into the same daily routine will make things more familiar and easier to remember. And F. Crosswords, jigsaws and other puzzles exercise the mind and make it stronger.
There is a connection with mental agility and physical fatigue that we see in patients. It's really important to acknowledge and should be discussed with the same emphasis.
Haley, Anthony Nolan, lead nurse, 2017 to 2021. Your emotions. There's no right or wrong way to feel during your recovery. There will probably be times when you're worried, times when you're scared, and times when you want to cry. And that's okay. But experiencing all these feelings can be exhausting. So finding ways to process and cope with how you're feeling is important.
Mental health is often overlooked when going through a stem cell transplant. Mental health problems can occur when you least expect it, many years down the line. Be kind to yourself, take a break, and know when to seek support.
Sarah, who had a stem cell transplant. Ways to cope. It's impossible to say what will work best for you, and some things may work better than others at different times. It might be a good idea to think about the things you did to help you get through other tough points in your life. You might find that they come in useful again during your recovery. Lift your mood. What you're going through isn't easy, so enjoy the little things in life. Buy that slice of cake when it tempts you. Go out for a nice meal. Or do something you have always wanted to do, whatever takes your fancy. Many patients also use their favourite comedies, stand-ups or music to lift their spirits. Relaxation techniques. You might be familiar with the idea of mindfulness or other types of meditation as a relaxation technique. Activities like Tai Chi and yoga also combine gentle movements with elements of meditation. These activities can help you become more aware of your feelings and focus your thoughts on the here and now. Even simply taking a deep breath can really calm down your nerves. Counselling. When we experience difficult times in our lives, it can be easier to talk to someone we don't know. Counselling or other talking therapies can help you come to terms with your feelings and change your behaviour, so you feel more in control of your emotions. Your medical team or GP will be able to refer you to a counsellor. Alternatively, if your situation allows, you can pay to see someone privately. Extra help. Charities like Macmillan and Maggie's fund purpose-built cancer centres with the aim of supporting patients and their families. They provide a calm place for cancer patients to focus on their recovery. They are run by specially trained health professionals who can help with many topics, including fatigue, nutrition, and emotional support. They also provide recreational classes, professional talks, and support groups. On the Anthony Nolan Patients and Families Forum, you can read and talk about a wide range of topics related to stem cell transplant. You can take your time and be as involved in the discussion as you like. Some people take great comfort in reading about the experiences of other people without feeling like they need to contribute themselves. More information is available on our website, Anthony Nolan, that's spelled ANTHONYNOLAN.org/mind. And in our booklet called your mental health and stem cell transplant.
It was a chore to talk to people sometimes, and I knew full well I wasn't great company. I look back now and think, how easy is it to reply to a text message? But it was tiring to even think about it. That's how bad the fatigue was.
Alex, who had a stem cell transplant to treat chronic myeloid leukemia, CML. 7. Living with fatigue. Explaining fatigue to friends and family. One of the biggest challenges you might face is explaining fatigue to friends and family. They might think that because you've had a transplant, you're now better and can get on with life as normal. But really, you will be recovering for quite a while.
It's been difficult accepting that it's going to take a really long time before I feel like myself again. It's also hard for my family. My partner was expecting me to come home and have a couple of weeks' recovery, like many other surgeries, and then life would go back to normal. It's been almost a year and I'm still having difficulties.
Bianca, who had a stem cell transplant to treat aplastic anemia. You will probably need help from others sometimes during your recovery. This could be helping with daily tasks like shopping and housework. But you will also need their emotional support. There could also be times when you're feeling down and don't really want to be sociable. It can be difficult to balance how you're feeling and still show that you appreciate the help they're giving. It may help to show them this booklet so they have an understanding of what you're dealing with and how they could help. Fatigue and work. Depending on your situation, you might have to return to work while still managing your fatigue. This can be a challenging time, but your employer should be able to put a plan in place to help you. Many patients have a phased return to work, where either their responsibilities or time spent at work is steadily increased. Top tip, we have a booklet called Work and Stem Cell Transplant, Information for Employers, which can help to inform and support your workplace. Anthony Nolan is currently working with a company called Working to Wellbeing. Their work supports services and work-focused health coaching to help people to become more active. They help to manage fatigue and other symptoms so people can stay at work or return to work. You can find more information in our booklet called Going Back to Work After Your Stem Cell Transplant. Looking after someone with fatigue. Helping your loved one through their transplant journey has probably become the most important thing in your life. Although you are likely happy to do it, it can still be physically and mentally demanding, especially if you have other responsibilities. It may take time for you to adjust to your new supportive role. You can access help from a range of places, including social services, government benefits and charities, as well as your social network of friends and family. Nobody expects you to do everything on your own. Many people will be happy to offer you support, but you also need to have the confidence to ask for it when you need it.
People are so generous, always asking, "How can I help? What can I do?" And you get overwhelmed, because life doesn't stop just because this thing has happened to you both. So sit down and write a list. If you need your garden waste collected and taken to the dump, put it on the list.
Maria Cristina, whose husband George had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. Make sure you continue to do the things that are important to you, too. Nobody will judge you for taking some time for yourself. It will support your own mental and physical health and give you fresh energy to tackle any challenges ahead. More information is available in the Support for Parents, Family and Friends section of the Anthony Nolan website. 8. Weekly Fatigue Diary. Tracking your energy levels in a weekly diary will help you see when fatigue affects you the most. It's important to record the times when you feel good or something positive happens. If you just focus on when things are difficult, it can be harder to see the progress you're making in your recovery. You might want to consider noting A. the times when you had more energy, as well as when you felt fatigued. B. Your activities and exercise. C. Hospital or GP appointments. D. Any goals you would like to achieve. E. How much sleep you got. And F. How you feel emotionally. 9. Getting support. Anthony Nolan contact details. Where can I get more information and support? If you or a loved one is affected by a stem cell transplant, there are many ways we can support you. Need to talk? The patient services team at Anthony Nolan is here for you. Call us on 0303 303 0303 or email patientinfo@anthonynolan.org. Get connected. Find support from other patients and their families by joining our Patient and Families Forum at anthonynolan.org/forum. Find information. Our website has lots of helpful information about what it's like to go through a transplant. Download or order our booklets for free and find links to other places where you can get support at anthonynolan.org/patientinfo. 10. Other useful contacts. 5K Your Way. 5K, that's the number 5 and the letter K, yourway.org. An initiative set up to help people recovering from cancer to run regularly. British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, bacp.co.uk. 01455 883300. Information about counselling and therapists in your area. Carers UK Advice. carersuk.org. Helpline 0808 808 7777. Information and support for people looking after their loved ones. Citizens Advice. citizensadvice.org.uk. Advice Line England 0800 144 8848. Advice Line Wales 0800 702 2020. Advice on a wide range of issues including financial and legal matters. Online advice is available at adviceguide.org.uk. Couch to 5K, a 9-week NHS programme of 3 runs per week designed to get people more active. Each run has an accompanying podcast too. Improving Access to Psychological Therapies, IAPT. Enables patients to self-refer to NHS-funded counselling and therapy services available in their local area. Macmillan Cancer Support, macmillan.org.uk, 0808 808 0000. Practical financial and emotional support for people with cancer, their family and friends. Maggie's Centres, maggiescentres.org, 0300 123 1801. A network of drop-in centres for cancer information and support, including an online support group. The Mental Health Foundation, mentalhealth.org.uk, provides information on mental health, including mindfulness and mindfulness meditation. Mind, mind.org.uk, helpline 0300 123 3393. Mental health charity which offers information, advice and support to anyone going through stressful situations or experiencing a mental health problem. NHS Choices, nhs.uk. Helpline 111. Information about treatments, conditions and lifestyle. Support for carers and a directory of health services in England. Parkrun.org.uk. Free organised 5K runs held every Saturday at 9 a.m. throughout the country for people of all fitness levels and abilities. Pennybrun Cancer Centre. Pennybrun, that's spelled PennyBrohn, cancercare.org. Helpline 0303 3000 118. free courses and support for people with cancer and their families. Samaritans. Samaritans.org. Helpline 116 123. The Samaritans are available 24 hours a day to listen and provide help for any problem you would like to talk about. Teenage Cancer Trust. TeenageCancerTrust.org. 020 7612 0370. Support to improve the lives of teenagers and young adults with cancer. Walking for Health. WalkingForHealth.org. Find a walk scheme in your area. Working Towards Wellbeing. WorkingToWellbeing, that's a number 2.com. 01284 748 207. Provides wellbeing and rehabilitation services, supporting employees with physical health, mental health, and long-term conditions. And Young Lives vs. Cancer. YoungLivesVsCancer.org.uk. Helpline 0300 303 5220. Offers a range of services for children affected by cancer and their families, including a helpline for emotional support and practical advice.
I felt exhausted all the time. You don't expect to find it hard to just stay upright while you're waiting for the kettle to boil. When I got home, I found that I couldn't get up the stairs. It was a shock, but I didn't give up. I set myself goals and I pushed myself, one step at a time.
Sarah, who had a stem cell transplant. End. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style, and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44044. Email info at a2i, that's letter A number 2 letter I .co.uk. And web www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 37766.